Chapter 31. Sunday, 3:12 p.m.
Are we sure it's Fletcher?
Grimwald, the ICE special agent in charge, was saying.
Look at his record. He's fucking Mr. Clean. Maybe he has a brain tumor or something.
It's Fletcher, Lucy answered, resuming her pacing in front of the conference table. If she kept moving, the pain stayed steady at a level she could ignore.
What do we have on him?
Taylor answered. He's 34, been with ICE for 8 years, started as a GS-05, now a GS-06, local boy, graduated from Allegheny Institute of Technology with an associate's degree in computer science. This is the only office he's ever worked. Good fit reps, nothing that stands out. Employment application lists a mother as only living relative, no siblings, father listed as whereabouts unknown.
How old are the parents?
Let's see. Mother would be 78, father 92. He looked up at that.
That's pretty old.
Yeah, Mom would have been 44 when she had him.
Burroughs gave a mock shiver.
Would have been in her 60s when he was a teenager. Think how gross that would be.
Only child, born late in life to his mother, father out of the picture, Lucy said, sounding like the setup Nick had mentioned. She stopped, another thought hitting her.
Burroughs, work on his early medical records, school, social services, anything to let me know what was going on in that house when he was young.
Who cares if he wet the bed or flunked gym class? Griswold said. You still don't have any proof besides an undocumented phone call. Maybe Fletcher is the victim here.
John Greeley leaned forward from his seat at the head of the table.
Shut the fuck up and let her work, why don't you?
He went heavy on his Chicago accent. His expression hardened as if he'd grown up on the south side instead of Round Lake Beach. Grimwald frowned, shot Lucy a glare, but sat back and was silent.
He talks about his mother constantly, she continued. What do we know about her?
Alicia Moore Fletcher, Taylor supplied, resident of the Golden Years nursing home last 3 years. Prior to that, resided at the same address as Fletcher.
The house he blew up? Walden asked. That surprises me, that he torches history like that.
Lucy glanced at Walden. Good point. Did they live somewhere else before that? We need a list of all known addresses, any property in either of their names. Somewhere Fletcher had a hole he'd run to, and thanks to Taylor and Bobby, he was definitely on the run.
Here's something, Taylor put in, looking up from his computer monitor.
There's no marriage certificate for Alicia. Nothing I can find puts the father in the picture at all.
He's not listed on tax records, work records, census, nothing. Just Fletcher and the mom.
That felt right. She grabbed the rubber snake from her desk, stretching and pulling it, coiling it, using it to keep her hands occupied as she took another lap of the room, thinking, imagining Fletcher and the forces that had created him.
I'll bet that's been a driving force all his life. Father unknown, a mystery, and mother either badgering him to live up to the expectations of a ghost or condemning him for it.
Now this is weird, Taylor said, eyes focused on his computer while Walden stood and began adding more info to the profile on the whiteboard.
County records list a James Madison Fletcher as deceased on October 10th, 1974. Cause of death, homicide.
Burroughs looked up at that.
That's our James Madison Fletcher Jr.'s birth date,
Taylor continued. His body was partially burned, but with evidence of stab wounds and a fractured skull. Along with him were the remains of an approximately 20-year-old woman that they never ID'd.
Cause of death?
Lucy asked, twisting the snake into a knot. It immediately bounced free.
Multiple stab wounds.
Why didn't we find that during Fletcher's security check? John asked.
Grimwald flushed. Not my department.
Besides, just because his father was a homicide victim doesn't mean...
The father also had a record for numerous misdemeanors, Taylor added, typing furiously.
Tons of arrests, mainly for fraud and petty theft. Only one conviction for trespassing. Multiple jurisdictions. Lots of aliases listed.
Sounds like Fletcher Sr. was a grifter, Burroughs said.
Did he ever work with an accomplice? Lucy asked, her back to the men as she stared at the board with its list of apparently random dates and facts. Fletcher, the high-strung but genial computer clerk, was only a facade. Finding the man behind the mask would mean digging through his past.
Record goes back decades. Looks like he had a girl working with him back in the late 1940s, name of Alice, Alicia, or sometimes Alicia. She filled in for him.
Let me guess. About 10 years later, there's no mention of Alicia, but of other women helping Fletcher instead. All young.
Yeah. Looks that way.
What are you thinking, Lucy? John asked.
Lucy held up her hand for a moment, still absorbing the details.
We need to look at the mom before we look at Fletcher. How old was she when she was first mentioned in the record?
14.
Look for missing girls around the same time. Last name Moore, first name probably Alice.
She began pacing again, energized as the pieces fell into place.
Alicia's 14, hooks up with a charismatic grifter who's twice her age, becomes his accomplice, his common-law wife. The grifter, who likes his women young, tires of Alicia and drifts around, but he always returns to her, maybe even brings his girlfriends along for the ride. Uses Alicia as a safe haven when the heat is on, uses her when money's short, basically uses her.
This is ludicrous speculation, Grimwald protested. You can't possibly...
Hush, John told him, nodding for Lucy to continue.
Okay, fast forward. How does this help us find Fletcher?
And Ashley Yeager, Walden added.
Lucy twisted the snake around her left wrist like a bracelet, its fake plastic tongue catching in her wedding ring. She focused on the way the light sparked from the gold.
Places.
Fletcher needs to be grounded. Bobby Fagley told me he was a linear thinker, saw only what he wanted to see, ignored any flaws, said he designed Shadow World the same way, lots of meaningless bells and whistles, but a straightforward storyline. He's going to have a big, complicated, grand design, but it's going to boil down to familiar territory, familiar places.
Where? Certainly not the house he torched.
No, where he grew up.
We'll have to search tax records. See where Alicia lived 30 years ago, any family property. I'll bet there were only one or two places his whole life.
Unlike his father.
Exactly. Alicia would want to stay put so Fletcher Sr. could find her when he needed her. They fed on each other. A symbiosis.
Done with the snake, she coiled it so that it was one perfect circle, eating its own tail, and threw it onto the conference table.
Searching records going back that far is going to take time, Burroughs warned. They won't be computerized, most of them.
Yeah. She shook her head, pushing unsettling images of a younger Fletcher with his middle-aged mother from her mind.
Let's get people started on that. His phone records, computer, and an in-depth look at his father. I need the complete police reports of his father's and Jane Doe's homicides.
Where are you going?
To talk with Alicia. Get to the heart of the matter.
Why are you wasting time with an old woman? Grimwald protested. Probably senile, anyway.
I think Mommy Dearest taught Fletcher everything he knows. Maybe, including how to kill.